Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a nation whose power grids are now humming with more than 210 gigawatts of clean energy, a metro line stretching further across a bustling corridor, and a secretive engine roaring for over 12 minutes in a hidden test facility. These are the stories that shape India today. First, let us talk about the renewable energy milestone. As of early January 2026, India's total installed renewable energy capacity, and that includes large hydroelectric projects above 25 megawatts, has crossed approximately 210 gigawatts. The capacity breakup is roughly 100 gigawatts of solar, 48 gigawatts of wind, and about 47 gigawatts of large hydro. Remember this number, 210 gigawatts. It is a concrete step towards the ambitious target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil energy capacity by 2030, a goal that was first announced at the Glasgow COP26 summit in 2021. India also pledged to cut the emissions intensity of its gross domestic product by 45% from 2005 levels by 2030. In the global ranking, India now stands fourth in total installed renewable capacity, third in solar, and fourth in wind. It is worth pausing here to note that in November 2024, India became the fourth country in the world to cross 100 gigawatts of solar capacity. Now, shifting our focus to the neighborhood, the relationship with Sri Lanka has taken a fresh turn under President Anurakumar Dissanayake, popularly known as AKD. He was elected on September 21, 2024, in Sri Lanka's first presidential election that required a second round of preference votes, securing 42.31% in that decisive round. Within days of his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called AKD and invited him for an official visit. The president's first foreign trip, in December 2024, was to India, signaling a clear priority on bilateral ties. Key issues on the agenda include the $4 billion lines of credit that India extended during the 2020 to Sri Lankan economic crisis for fuel, medicines, food and fertilizer, which are now under discussion for repayment. The stalled India-Sri Lanka Economic and Technology Cooperation Agreement, essentially a free trade negotiation, is expected to gain momentum under the new leadership. On the energy front, the Indian Oil Corporation operates the Trincomalee Oil Tank Farm with 99 tanks, and a joint development of the upper tanks is on the cards. Finally, the long-standing dispute over fishing rights near Kachathivu, the small island ceded to Sri Lanka by Prime Minister Indira Gandhi in 1974, continues to affect Tamil Nadu's fishing communities. Turning now to the digital economy, the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, posted staggering figures for December 2025. According to the National Payments Corporation of India, about 16.7 billion transactions were processed, amounting to roughly 23.3 lakh crore rupees. UPI, launched in April 2016 and operated by NPCI under the Reserve Bank of India, now counts over 570 participating banks as of 2025. The average daily transaction count in December was about 540 million. Internationally, UPI has gone live in the United Arab Emirates, Singapore, France, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and several other countries, while the RuPay card, India's domestic card network, enjoys acceptance in more than 200 countries through the Discover and JCB networks. Let us now examine the environmental governance front. In January 2026, the National Green Tribunal issued strict directions concerning the Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, for Delhi NCR. The air quality in the winter months continues to hover in the very poor to severe categories. The tribunal ordered uncompromising compliance with GRAP stages 3 and 4, which entail a construction ban, school closures, and a prohibition on diesel generators, and demanded monthly compliance reports. A quick reminder, the NGT was set up under the National Green Tribunal Act of 2010, with its headquarters in New Delhi and principal benches in Kolkata, Chennai, Pune and Bhopal. The GRAP itself is implemented by the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas, a statutory body created in October 2020. This sits within the broader National Clean Air Program launched in January 2019, which aims for a 40% reduction in PM2.5 and PM10 concentrations in 131 non-attainment cities by 2026, using 2017 as the base year. Moving on, the Ahmedabad-Gandhinagar Metro Phase 2 was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The new stretch adds 7.8 kilometers and 7 stations, beginning from Mahatma Mandir Metro Station in Gandhinagar. Phase 1, already operational since 2022, links Ahmedabad's APMC at Vasna to Motera Stadium and onward to Gandhinagar. The metro is run by the Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation. This expansion not only tightens the connectivity between Gujarat's commercial hub and its state capital, but also eases traffic on the SG highway. For the UPSC, remember that India now has metro networks in more than 20 cities, with a cumulative route length of about 1,000 kilometers, a vital point for questions on urban public transport, the metro rail policy, and smart city initiatives. Now, a breakthrough in defense technology. The Defense Research and Development Organization successfully conducted a ground test of a full-scale, actively cooled scramjet engine for more than 12 minutes in Hyderabad. A scramjet, short for supersonic combustion ramjet, allows combustion to occur while the airflow remains supersonic, and the active cooling, where fuel cools the engine before ignition, enables sustained high-speed operation. This test is a significant stride toward a hypersonic cruise missile that can travel at speeds exceeding Mach 5. The test took place at DRDO's propulsion test facility. Remember, hypersonic weapons are the new frontier of strategic competition, with the United States, China, Russia and now India all advancing their programs. The Indian Hypersonic Technology Demonstrator Vehicle, which flew in September 2020 reached ING Mach 6 for 20 seconds, is part of the same trajectory. In the realm of internal security, the National Security Guard has rolled out the National IED Data Management System, or NIDMS. This digital platform collects, stores and analyzes data on improvised explosive device incidents, bomb disposal operations, forensic findings and suspect networks. Developed by the NSG under the Ministry of Home Affairs, the system aims to enable a data-driven counter-IED strategy, allowing patterns to be identified and intelligence to be shared across agencies. The NSG, established under the NSG Act of 1986 and popularly known as the Black Cats, is tasked with counter-terrorism, hostage rescue and VIP protection. Now let us turn to defense procurement and modernization. First, Larsen and Toubro has signed a contract with the Ministry of Defense to overhaul and upgrade the Pinaka multi-launch rocket system. Pinaka, an indigenous system developed by DRDO, originally had a range of 40 to 90 kilometers in its MKI version, with newer enhanced variants reaching up to 300 kilometers, and now boasts about 80% indigenous content after the Tata Advanced Systems upgrade. It entered service in 1999 during the Kargil War and has since been exported to countries such as Armenia and is under evaluation in France. Second, the Indian Army launched DIME, the Digital Integrated Military Ecosystem, in collaboration with the Bhaskaracharya National Institute for Space Applications and Geoinformatics. This platform cuts manual paperwork by roughly 70% and provides real-time logistics tracking across the Army's supply chain. Third, a order worth 168 crore rupees was placed for MAPS solar-powered UAVs, multi-application platform for surveillance systems, from New Space Research and Technologies. These are India's first solar-driven surveillance drones, offering endurance far beyond conventional battery or fuel-powered models. Now, a glimpse into biodiversity. Scientists from the University of Delhi have described two new frog species from Arunachal Pradesh, published in the peer-reviewed journal PRJ. The first, Soman's slender arm frog, honors the eminent herpetologist Dr. P.V. Soman. The second, Mechuca slender arm frog, is named after the Mechuca Valley in West Siang district. Both belong to the genus Leptobrachella, the slenderarm frogs, small leaf-litter dwellers. Arunachal Pradesh, a recognized global biodiversity hotspot, continues to reveal its rich fauna, and these discoveries underscore the ecological significance of the Northeast. Turning to wildlife conservation, the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh announced the renaming of the Ratapani Tiger Reserve after the celebrated archaeologist Dr. Vishnu Sridhar Vaknakar. Ratapani, covering about 1,271 square kilometers across Raisen and Sehore districts, was notified as a tiger reserve in 2013. Its landscape includes the Bhimbetka Rock Shelters, a UNESCO World Heritage Site that showcases rock art dating back 30,000 years. Dr. Vaknakar, who discovered Bhimbetka in 1957 and also excavated the Kaitha culture, received the Padma Shri for his contributions. Renaming the reserve honors his legacy and links cultural heritage with wildlife protection. Now, the agricultural front. India's rice exports rose by 19.4% in 2025, reaching 21.55 million tons, the second highest volume ever recorded. The surge followed the lifting of export bans and minimum export price measures that had been imposed in 2023-24 to stabilize domestic markets after erratic monsoons. India, which supplies roughly 40% of the world's rice trade, shipped mainly to the Philippines, Indonesia, China, and several sub-Saharan African nations. This rebound signals both a normalization of domestic supply and a shift in government policy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's renewable energy capacity stands at about 210 gigawatts, comprising roughly 100 gigawatts of solar, 48 gigawatts of wind, and 47 gigawatts of large hydro. The target remains 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, with an ambition of 50% of total energy from renewables and a 45% reduction in GDP emissions intensity from 2005 levels, aiming for net zero by 2070. In Sri Lanka, President AKD, elected on September 21, 2024, made his first foreign visit to India in December 2024. India's lines of credit to Sri Lanka total $4 billion, and the Trincomalee oil tank farm holds 99 tanks under Indian Oil Corporation. The UPI processed 16.7 billion transactions worth 23.3 lakh crore rupees in December 2025, with an average of 540 million daily transactions and a presence now in the UAE, Singapore, France, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and more. The National Green Tribunal's recent order mandates strict adherence to GRAP stages 3 and 4 in Delhi NCR, with monthly compliance reports. The Ahmedabad-Gandhinagar Metro Phase 2 adds 7.8 kilometers and 7 stations, extending the existing line that already links Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The DRDO scramjet ground test lasted over 12 minutes, a major milestone for India's hypersonic cruise missile program. The NSG's NIDMS platform now aggregates all IED-related data for intelligence sharing. The Pinaka MLRS upgrade by L&T enhances range up to 300 km with 80% indigenous content. DIME cuts Army logistics paperwork by 70%, while the MAPS solar UAV order of 168 crore rupees introduces solar-powered surveillance drones. The two new frog species, Soman's slender arm frog and Mechuca slender arm frog, expand the Leptobrachella genus in Arunachal Pradesh. Ratapani Tiger Reserve, spanning 1,271 square kilometers and home to the Bhimbetka Rock Shelters, will be renamed after Dr. V.S. Vaknakar. Finally, rice exports reached 21.55 million tons in 2025, a 19.4% increase. Now, how does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? The renewable energy figures are prime material for GS3 questions on India's climate commitments, NDC targets, and global ranking. The Sri Lanka diplomatic developments feed into GS2 topics on India's neighborhood policy, lines of credit, and maritime disputes. UPI statistics are vital for GS3 economics, especially digital payments and financial inclusion, while the NGT order on GRAP is a classic GS3 environmental governance case. Metro expansions illustrate urban transport and smart cities initiatives under GS3 infrastructure. The DRDO scramjet test, Pinaka upgrade and solar UAV procurement all belong to GS3 security, highlighting indigenization, hypersonic technology and digital logistics. The NSG's IED data system offers a GS3 angle on counter-terrorism and data analytics. The new frog species and Ratapani renaming provide GS3 environmental and cultural heritage content. Finally, the rice export surge is a GS3 economic point on agricultural policy, export controls, and food security. Each of these developments not only shapes the nation's present but also sketches the canvas of future examinations. Keep these facts at hand, understand the linkages, and you will be well equipped to answer both prelims and mains with confidence.